your preps going for tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, we were disappointed how we played that second half in Melbourne. So we were kind of, our feet wasn't moving. Our defence was pretty average, and give the, I think 50 points up in the second half was disappointing. So the guys have seen it, and now we've just got to make the adjustment.
What have you done to freshen them up, given these, you know, the feet in mud can often be a fatigue element? Have you freshened them up this week?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's just a long week. We would rather play like last night, Wednesday night, and get back out there. But it is what it is, and we'll be fresh, ready to go tomorrow night.
It's the challenge of the extended series that it becomes a mental challenge of just staying refreshed mentally as well as physically?
Yeah, and I think that's just the combination throughout the year as well. You know, we've done a really good job, and our medical staff have done a really good job keeping guys fresh, coming back in, and know when they're going to peak, and we'll see that again this weekend.
Did you have a couple of targets for the guys in training this week that you wanted to see that drive and that desire come back to them?
Yeah, it was, you know, we tinkered a little bit. We went away from some of the game plan that we wanted to on Sunday, which was disappointing. So, you know, we've got to nail that and make sure we've got five guys all in the same path. It's, I thought on Sunday we had two guys doing something and three guys doing something else. So it's more of a make sure we're on the same wavelength or rowing the boat together in the same direction.
I know there's a lot of talk about home ground, home court advantage and that kind of thing. Does it really help when it comes to making sure that the guys are focused and focused on the plan that you want to, I guess, execute?
Yeah, you like to say it's normal everywhere you go, but at home ground is an advantage. You know, we've worked really hard to get top position, and hopefully we'll, you know, we'll see that on Friday night.
What can you, I guess, try and get out of this game tomorrow night to take down to that away game and make sure that you are getting that away win as well?
Yeah, it's more so about us. It's how we're playing defence. We've, you know, we've shied away. Their defence is our backbone, but we certainly didn't play that last Sunday. So it's getting back to playing the defence and being on the same wavelength and rebounding the ball, you know. Rebound the ball is a big effort. We've got outworked in two games. So, you know, that's a big focus for us to make sure that we finish our defence with a great rebound.
It will effectively be 10:30 at night for Melbourne's players when tip-off happens. How much of an advantage is that for you guys?
I don't know. You have to ask them. It's we're just normal players, so we're used to playing all different times from New Zealand at, you know, to early in the morning. So the guys are used to playing, so I don't know how Melbourne feel.
It seemed like in game one they really dropped off entering that second half. Did you notice that there was a big drop off from them?
I thought we played well in the second half.
Yeah, yeah. Their intensity though, it seems they weren't as sharp.
It was probably a carbon copy of the game opposite of each other, wasn't it? Friday, Sunday, we, you know, came together second half. They played well second half in Melbourne, so I don't know if the time difference upset us that much on Sunday.
Trev, you had a long meeting on Monday.
Yeah, it's a big difference when you're actually playing and then you actually see your responses on the court. And we were disappointed how we went about stuff. And we were, you know, our feet wasn't moving. We weren't active. We weren't hunting on the defensive end. And that's been our bread and butter all year, to be defensively focused. And we just let them pass the ball around the place and they were getting great looks and getting great positions. So we're not going to win doing that. You know, we've got to back ourselves in and play great defence to get a win against a really good team.
Rebounding, like, what's your plans for Angus and Tom? There's been several games against Melbourne this year where you've had less minutes for them. Is that the plan going in? Do you want to go smaller against Melbourne, or are you planning on having them out there for longer this week?
Yeah, I think Angus had a great game on Friday night. And again, he was wide open on Sunday. We didn't pass him the ball. So, yeah, we need him. We need our big guys to rebound big time. Our guards are doing a great job out there as well. And I think Bryce has been our leading rebounder for, you know, close to the two games. So we need the big guys to really have a presence in there defensively.
So you focus on having them on court more than last weekend?
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
There's a fair bit of talk about Casper Ware and DJ Kennedy getting sort of the best of you guys in that Sunday game. Is there something you can do to make sure that they're under control and they're not going to be an influence?
Yeah, look, Casper's a big player. You know, he's done really well. So, yeah, we just got to make sure he's not getting easy looks out there. You know, he's coming off screens. You can see what he did to Sydney in that series if he gets clean looks. So, you know, and it's, you can't just guard him one-on-one. It's got to be a team effort, and that's what we, you know, let ourselves down with on Sunday, not doing a team effort on that.
Just back on the rebound, in your review, did you put your finger on why the numbers were like that? Was it physicality? Was it positioning?
Yeah, a bit of both and desire. We said that after the game, we've got to have the desire to get the ball. We can't rebound the ball. You know, there's a saying that I say, with all the actions in the kitchen, don't be out in the porch. You know, we're waiting for the ball to come to us. You've got to go and get it, and especially in the playoffs, you've got to go and get it.
What was the feedback from the players in that aspect?
Yeah, they seen it. The video doesn't lie. So, yeah, it's we've got to do a collectively a better effort.
Does that sum up this series? It doesn't come down to talent so much. It comes down to who wants it the most.
Yeah, with that desire, there's a lot of loose ball stuff and hustle plays out there, and that's you know, highlighted in the finals. And we let them run the ball too easy, getting rebounds and out and running, and they got the fast break going. And you know, you can't have a team like Melbourne with their tails up because they're hard to stop.
With the way the schedule falls, obviously at home away, you need a gap. You dominate Friday night, and then they get to play and rectify their issues within a day. You've got almost a week to think about it. How quickly do you have to move on and get them not thinking about last weekend, given the negativity that could creep into their own minds with 4 or 5 days of it?
Yeah, no, that's just normal regular season. So you make your adjustments, you know, early in the week, then you practice late in the week and get ready to go. We're confident we're good enough if we work hard enough. You know, we got to be a lot more physical on the boards. That was shown. We have to get out there and be a little bit more aggressive defensively than sitting back like we were. So they're two things that we've done extremely well throughout the season, and we just let ourselves down the second half.
What about Bryce? What have you made of his series so far? He's almost had an AFL tagger for the two games.
Yeah, look, we've got to do a good job of getting him free, you know, without a question. And they've got a couple of guys that accentuate contacts out there, and it's sometimes it feels like we're a Marvel hero. They bounce that far off. So we've got to make sure that we're getting Bryce good looks and setting some great screens out there. And you know, he's a focal point for us, but haven't seen that. He's nearly our leading rebounder, I think, the leading assist, and maybe even leading scorer. So it's still a pretty good resume.
You talk about setting the screens. Tommy was called for a couple on Friday night. One at least didn't look to be as bad. How do you teach your boys to not cause the foul and not cause the offensive foul?
Yeah, and like I said, they have a couple of guys at minimum contact, maximum exposure out there. So it's been smart. You know, Tommy set some great screens out there, and we probably shied away from that on Sunday. So you know, we looked at the tape and everything was right. The referee said that was legal. He made a mistake. So we take him at the word and keep going.
So they said that third foul that was a lot of the talk, the one against Tommy, was legal. Is that right?
In the game, yeah. Michael told me that, yep.
So minimum contact, maximum falling over. Does that flopping element frustrate you with the game?
Yeah, it was called early in the year. I don't know if they put their whistles away for the finals with that, but look, all we can do is make sure we're setting great screens. We don't know how they're going to, you know, if they bounce off like we're a Marvel hero, there's nothing we can do about it. But if it's illegal, call it. Not a problem. But, you know, it's just got to be consistent.
Reece Vaid played perfectly against us. Does his sort of inclusion show that you have confidence in throwing some of the younger guys into the kitchen, as you say, things aren't going your way?
Yeah, Reece has done a great job. You know, he didn't play that many minutes on Friday night, but he gives us, he can shoot, stretch the floor, and his defence is really outstanding. So when he was on the court, he's playing well. So we have a philosophy, you're playing well, you're going to stay out there, and Reece certainly did that.
Do you happen to know why the Perth fans boo Chris Golding every time he gets the ball in Perth? I can't seem to figure out the reasoning.
I haven't put much thought into it. The Perth Army are brilliant. We love them dearly. Obviously, they've got long memories. So, yeah.
Do you encourage them to keep going, Chris Golding?
I encourage them to support us non-stop, and they've done a great job, and hopefully they can get us over the line on Friday night.
Are we going to see a different mindset from the team heading into not just Friday night, but especially that next away game as well?
Yeah, well, let's get Friday night done first, and then we'll recoup again. And we were in a good position last week, and we just got to take advantage of those positions.
I think the team that's won Game 3, in fact, I know the team that's won Game 3 has won the last 7 series of 5 games.
Right.
Do you put the pressure on the players to say that, or is that too much pressure on a playing group?
I haven't even thought about that. It's just really playing, getting back to playing Wildcats basketball. We know we're good under pressure. You know, that comes to the forefront. And, you know, Friday night's going to be a cracker. You know, you've got two teams really in form and some great players out there, and we can't wait to get out there.